You wanted me to write something for you about computers, and so here is a blog post about them. This post comes after one about secret codes for a reason. Computers are here because of secret codes, and now they're everywhere. No matter what job they do, or where they are, all computers have a lot in common with each other. The word computer is not modern. It was first used 400 years ago to describe a person who did maths. Someone who did calculations, or computations as they can be called, was a computer. Today we use the same word to talk about machines that do the same things with numbers. A computer is a machine that can do maths of different kinds. It can do different sums depending upon what it's told to do. The sums it's asked to do are called a program, and the person telling it what to do is the programmer. Programmers tell computers what to do by writing down the instructions in a special language that the computer understands. The difference between a computer and a calculator is that the calculator needs someone to put in the numbers and read the results. A computer doesn't need an operator. Once it has a program to follow, it can get on with it alone without any help. The idea of a machine that could do maths was thought of a long time ago, in the 1600s. But the first proper ones were made in World War II to do maths to break Germany's powerful secret codes that were themselves created by machines. The first computers were not very powerful and were enormous, sometimes as big as rooms. At first they were hand-operated mechanical machines, but very soon after, electric computers were invented. Ever since then, computers have become more powerful and smaller year by year. Nowadays they're everywhere. In phones, in cars, in planes, and even in watches. They're still getting smaller and more powerful. No matter how tiny or fast they are, all computers are made up of the following parts. The number factory. The most important bit of a computer is the number factory where the maths happens. The very first computer machines could only do one set of sums. To change what they could do meant changing the wiring of the machine, which is difficult and took a long time. So someone invented a programmable computer that could do different sums depending upon what instructions it was given. At first, these instructions were short and simple, but now they can be very long and complicated. For example, the maths needed to make a web browser surf the internet, or to play an audio file, as you're doing now, can be many millions of instructions. This is okay because modern computers can carry out billions of instructions per second. The part of the computer that does all this work, the number factory, is known as the central processing unit, or CPU. The memory. A computer reads instructions just like you are reading this blog post, from start to finish, but some instructions are more complicated. They could be like this. From this line, go back to the second paragraph of this blog post, read the first line, and then come straight back to this line without reading anything else in between, and then carry on reading from here. Or this. Carry on reading, but do not read the last paragraph of this blog post if the time is after 3 p.m. in the afternoon and before 10 p.m. at night. To do this jumping back and forth kind of reading, you need a memory. To follow the first instruction I wrote above, you would need to remember what I told you to do and then remember how to get back to the line of writing you started from. Every computer is the same, and so needs a memory. A language. Every different type of number factory has its own special language called a machine code. So the computer in a mobile phone can't understand the language of a computer in a car, for example. Instead of having words made of letters, computers have words made of numbers. It would be very difficult and very time-consuming for humans to write instructions in machine code, and so instead, they write instructions in an easier-to-understand programming language. This is then translated into machine code by a translating program that programmers use called a compiler. Parts to put information in. There has to be a way of giving the computer instructions. Information has to go in somehow to program it. There are lots of ways to do this with modern computers. A home computer will often have a keyboard and a mouse. Games consoles have game pads. In a car there'll be sensors, such as ones measuring how much air is in the tyre. Parts to get out information. There is little point in making a computer do a calculation if it doesn't do something with the results for a purpose. So there will be parts of a computer to do something after it's followed the instructions in the program. You might be able to see information on a display screen, such as on a home computer or smartphone. A printer will write something onto paper. The computer could be connected to speakers so you may hear something after it does its work. Computers are everywhere. The obvious ones are the personal computers and laptops in our homes, or the smartphones or tablets we carry around with us. The less obvious ones are those in modern cars, in shop tills, and now in wristwatches. The reason computers are everywhere is because they are so useful. We can do incredibly hard mathematics with them, such as programming them to fly rockets in space, or to predict what the weather's going to be tomorrow, or to work out how many miles a car has left before it runs out of petrol. We can play complicated games and make imaginary worlds on home computers and gaming consoles. We can talk to each other on phones or over Skype, write letters and then print them out, or post them up on the internet for people to read. I hope that gives you a helpful introduction to how computers work. We can talk more about them another time.